You said that you didn't have a traditional on or off road, but you got a report on the industry.
Yeah, but it's kind of cool, and it's through a press release. But I mean, I talk to these people anyway. But I'll be like ad man. The all new 2021 Bronco 2 and 4 door models, built wild SUVs with thrilling 4x4 capability, ready for fun. How's that? That'll be $150, please. Anyway, but they're out now. But all the Bronco models, because they came out with their smaller one, which was the little Sport.
Yeah.
And it's also the cheapest. But that's been out. Now, all of them are heading to the dealers. I love it. Like the first generation Bronco, nicknamed GOAT. I always thought that was greatest of all time, but they say it goes over any type of terrain. But these are neat. They're great looking. I've seen them. I've touched them. I haven't driven them yet. I'm waiting.
Right.
I'm waiting to get a test model. But they have this exclusive terrain management system. I mean, they're built to compete with, I won't say who it is, but their name starts with J.
Okay.
And that's who they're going after, because they got doors that come off, they got roofs that come off, they got all that stuff.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
They've blended some of the original Bronco features.
Oh,
in
sure.
That.
Yeah. They got 2 4x4 systems that are offered, the base 2-speed electronic shift on the fly, and the optional advanced system, available trail toolbox, a full suite of off-road technologies, the high capability Sasquatch package is one. They got a bunch of packages, but getting down to it, the power for these things, they have a standard 2.3-liter EcoBoost i4 engine, 275 horsepower, 315 pound-feet of torque. The available 2.7-liter EcoBoost V6, 315 horsepower. And if you put premium gas, you get a boost on it. The little 2.3 gets 300 horsepower, and the 2.7 gets 330 if you want to pay the extra bucks for the premium gas. But we're going to have the full story coming up in a couple of 3 weeks. Mark Gruber, who is head of the Bronco division, is going to be our guest on the show.
Right.
And we're going to run over the whole line.
I have something in the automotive industry.
Yes.
Yes.
You're going to buy a new truck?
No.
Oh.
Oh, not yet. I am going to
close,
do that.
Close, though. I know.
Yeah. No, it was talking about all the diesel-powered charging stations that are going up around the country for electric vehicles.
Right.
Okay. And the amount of fuel, diesel fuel, that it takes for you to be able to go 200 miles once you get a full charge on your battery.
Okay.
And it comes out to about 5.6 miles per gallon.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, yeah.
But they're using diesel to power the electric charging stations?
Yes.
Is what the deal is?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't make sense, Harold.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
Is that the Biden thing with all the new charging stations?
I
don't know. I won't say.
You know. Yeah.
No, no politics on this show, ever. Ever.
Right. Oh, I tell you what. We're going to go from politics and diesel charging stations.
Wow.
To we're going to do some fishing on the Mid-Coast with Captain Joey Farah. Farah's Backwater Adventures. He's on his way.